So it is still May 12th, 2022. And this is Stories That Sell Now. This is our last segment in Stories That Sell Now. And just a reminder, though, the journey continues. We're doing our pre-call for Story Freedom, how to get the most out of Story Freedom tomorrow at 12:30. And then there's 3 deep dive days at Story Freedom. So it's the end of this part of the journey, but not the end of the journey whatsoever. And this is our last 3/4 of an hour in Stories That Sell Now. And so let me see, anything bubbling up inside you, bursting to be said, either a question or an aha. Just want to make sure that the room isn't bubbling with a question or something that is dying to be said. Yeah, Heidi, go ahead.
You may have said it and it didn't sink in. Am I missing the obvious? Isn't it obvious that if you're kind and have a better relationship with your horse, it will do better at everything, including competition? Or is there a bridge that you're connecting? I guess it's so obvious to me that if you're
good. It might be obvious. It's obvious to you. But here's why you're having a block in hearing that it's not obvious to others.
Okay.
Because it's the very same thing in your field. Isn't it obvious that if a mother takes good care of herself and really, you know, pays attention and makes sure she's well rested and puts herself even first, that her child, her autistic, severely autistic child is going to be better off? Isn't that obvious? That's the whole problem, that it's not obvious, right?
Obvious, yes.
And the thing is, a theme has to be, going back to class, the first class, like something that is debatable. And so this is huge for you, Heidi, because if you're going like, well, isn't that obvious?
Yeah.
It's like when I said stories are everywhere, they're empowering, disempowering stories, and you can choose like, isn't that obvious? No, it's obvious to you when it's your field, but you have to spell it out. And it's such a good example. Like, I'm so glad you said this, because it's like Anna Maria going, like, it's the missing link. It's the one piece that I would add the most to Anna Maria's beautiful work. And that's the piece that, hey, when you're better to your horse, you actually do better too, you know? And because it seems so obvious to Anna Maria, she left out things like that representing or like, I just, how much did you guys want to hear that? Didn't you want to hear that? Well, here's the thing. Why did you need to hear that if it's obvious that when you take care of your horse, you're going to do better? Don't you still long to hear that? Of course you do. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of reasons for that too. It's like, even if we, like, there's people over there who go, well, you got to, you know, really pound your oars and just like horrible things, right? You know, and that's how you get results. And there's probably a lot of talk like that in the industry, right? And they might not put it like that, but that's really what they're saying, which is exactly what Anna Maria is positioned against and in opposition to, or in distinction from, right? And so it's not obvious to them, but even at the more subtle level, like over there, they don't hear it at all. But even people who are closer in, they're going to have just like the ones who are in Anna Maria's ideal client zone. They're going to go, they're the heart-centered people and they really want to be good to their horses. But just like that, that's why that story is so powerful that she was telling that, you know, but, you know, they paid a lot of money and they were keeping an eye. And so, but then when she paid attention to that, it fell. And even we are attracted to that story, because even if in this room there's kind-hearted people who are going, well, isn't that obvious, right? Like you are, Heidi, and others are too. It's like, of course, when you treat your horse better, they're going to do better. But there's still that, yeah, but, you know, it's like all of ourselves aligned, but there's this little piece. I know that when we're aligned and we take good care of people, and this can happen about companies too. I know when we're aligned, we take good care of people, our companies will grow. Yeah, but we're against people who are out to, you know, compete, and we're against people who are, you know, and so I don't know. I hope it'll work. And that misalignment has us fall apart. We have to know it in every cell of our being. And so when they will hear you, Anna Maria, they'll hear Anna Maria better when she can say, you know, take good care of your horse. Oh, and by the way, this is what happens too. And they go, wow, I want to be just like you. Because otherwise they don't yet know, because she hasn't revealed that part of herself. And again, like I say, she could have revealed it with, I came in dead last in this, you know, small competition over here. And the way to construct the story, she constructs the story, they would have heard it as a win. You don't have to have this particular thing. You get that? But she also happens to have in her back pocket this like stellar example of this, that she's just like, she's burying the lead, you know? It's like, so bring that out, because then the people who go, I know it's true, but I'm not sure. I know it's true, but I really want to do it, but there's all this pressure. I know it's like, she did it. Maybe I can too. Is that making more sense? It's such an important point. We miss the obvious piece. And so people get lost. Thank really you. Great, great, great point of clarification. Making sense? And the fact that it's like, it's so obvious to Anna Maria that she doesn't say it, you know, right? But she's got to say it. Yeah. Yeah, and I see you nodding too, Anna Maria. Great, you've got it. I know you're tracking on this. Fantastic. And that's also why, like, listening to, going a deep dive into Anna Maria's U-shaped story, it's exactly for you, because you're going to do the same burying of the lead probably, you know? It's like, well, moms, take care of yourself, or, you know, like, and I know your message is shifting and changing, but, you know, like, moms, take care of yourself, because your kid's going to do better too. It's the same shape of the story. It must be said. Yeah, really good. Anything else bubbling up, wanting to be said? Question or an aha? Good to go? Okay, awesome. So I want to just do one, like, 2-minute training with me. When I say 2 minutes, it'll probably take five, a couple minutes. Because I want to show you how another adaptation of the U-shaped story, and how it connects to such everyday things in our company, like you're networking and you want to introduce yourself. And you know me, that I'm like, there are some, not scripts, but structures clearly that help us, like the U-shaped story. And here's another structure that can help if you're lost about introducing yourself. I didn't even bother putting, I'm not even bothering putting in this in the chat. I'll say it a couple times. Hi, because it's in my notes somewhere, but it's right here in front of the page. Hi, I give my name. I'm introducing myself. I help name my ideal client, tell what you do, so that here's the transformation. Let me give you an example of this. Hi, I'm Dr. Michelle Gunderson. I help entrepreneurs tell better stories so they can grow their companies. Hi, I'm so-and-so. I help this person. This is what I help them do, and this is why, right? Great way to introduce yourself, right? So if you're like, it could be, so I gave you mine. Hi, I'm Susie. I help new moms, here's who I help, figure out a workout routine that works for them so that they get their bodies back quickly, gain a ton of energy, and feel strong again. It's just, you know, hi, I'm so-and-so. Here's who I help. Here's what I do. And this is why I do it. Here's the transformation. Is that making sense? It's like, we make such a big deal out of this. It's like, you know, elevator pitch, and is that we're all about the 30-second elevator pitch? There it is. You know, that's one way you could introduce yourself. There's other ways too, but it's just like, go with the obvious. Same thing, right? Go with the obvious. The reason I'm mentioning this is that think of, as you, you know, the uses of your U-shaped story, as you all, as Anna Maria does, and as you all craft your U-shaped story, and Anna Maria's like, I gotta think. You know, that's a really good response. It takes putting together, like in the first class, it's like, how do I say that and make that mean that? And, you know, what piece do I need to pull out? Oh, it's not a ring. Now it's an 8-track tape, and so on. Right. What Anna Maria creates in her U-shaped story, as she works it and figures it out and thinks about it and does the next level of it, is going to impact her. Hi, I'm Name. I help ideal client, what you do, so that transformation. She's going to say something different as her U-shaped story grows. She might have said before, hi, you know, I'm Anna Maria. I help people who like horses, maybe, because remember those pieces about being around horses and so on? but narrowing it down. It was about competition and taking care of your courses and still, right? So she might have said, and she might not have said this, but I'm giving an example of she can do more now. She can make it more precise. Hi, I'm Anna Maria. I help people who like being with horses. And then what she does, take better care of their horses so that they can have a good relationship with their horse. Can you see, like, that's a start. That's not bad, but she can do way better now that she's got her U-shaped story. Because what is it that she's doing? It's going to be at the heart of the U-shaped story. What is it that I'm actually accomplishing? What's the theme there? And now Anna Maria might say something like, and I don't know what she's been saying when she's been meeting people, but I would guess that, and again, go out and play with it and see what people say. And it's not a canned speech, it's nothing like that. But she might try something like, oh, like, I am Anna Maria. I help, however you say people, you'll have better language in your own field, right? People who compete with horses, right? Horse competitors, like you know your own language, right? But, and then what you do. And you often use that move at the speed of trust. And I love it, but so long as you have time to explain it. But sometimes actually, even if you don't, sometimes it could be a curiosity. What does that mean? So sometimes it could be good too, right? I help people who ride horse, you know, compete with horses. It could be what she do, move at the speed of trust with horses, or actually listen to their horses differently so they can, and here where I would probably not only win major competitions or not only place better, like I would add that piece of it, not only do really well in our horse competition world, like she said it better in her opening statement, but also, this is too long, but sleep better at night knowing that their horse is well cared for, et cetera, et cetera. Do you see? So I didn't do that very eloquently, but even if I didn't, they would get it. And all she's done is taken what she's learned about the next level of how she talks about what she does, which is right in her U-shaped story, and puts it right back into what she says about when she's meeting someone. And all of this, she's not going to worry about. See, I'm not too worried about the final product here. Did I get the exact wording? Have I got it memorized? I'm not like that, right? But here's the gist of what I want to say. And I see when people are, and the very same thing that as you're, how you revise writing, are when are people listening? When are people drifting off? When are people, you know? And for example, early on, when I first left university, I was teaching yoga. I was helping writers. And how it started out is I used to say things like, I teach yoga and writing, and people heard it like, wah, wah, wah. I didn't hear anything, right? But isn't that a part of, you know, wouldn't you say that that's a lot of what we're doing here? We start out with Shavasana. I tell you how it matters. Then we're writing in order to grow your company. But I didn't know any of that then. And they couldn't hear me. There wasn't one theme. So we just keep practicing with it and we keep playing with it. But how you create that U-shaped story will help you on the court. Like for instance, when you're just meeting somebody, it has profound effects when we start to, and this is one place where our story is and one shape of a story. There are many, many stories. Is that helpful to see how that relates in a different part of your company? Okay, awesome, awesome. Let me just check my notes. That was one little thing that I wanted to make sure that I got across. I did tell you that we would do like a little playful exercise today, but I just preempted that because Anna Maria's story was so powerful. And I thought, let's just take the time to do a deep dive in what you need. And then I'm just gonna give you this as, put it in a way that I can get it. Yeah. Oh no, this is a different piece. Okay. I just want to let you know a really fun thing to do, to play with plot. Remember, somebody wants something gets in the way. You heard all those elements in Anna Maria's story. And I was emphasizing even more of the, you know, when something gets in the way and how it hurts and it got worse, I was pulling out more of those pieces in her story. And then what the reward is, that new world that you walk into, I was pulling out more pieces of that. It's the same work again, but deeper levels, right? You can learn to play with plot. So remember, Marnie was talking about that last time. It's like different ways to learn how to play with plot. I wanted to show you and actually craft this here, but instead of doing this in class, I'm just going to let you can do this as an exercise with each other. You know, you can do this as an exercise on your own. If you head on over to randomwordgenerator.com, randomwordgenerator.com, and just generate for yourself 3 or 4 or 5 or 7 random words, then go ahead and put them in a story. I do that today, and I tried for, you know, 5 words. And that spit out, there's other ones too. There's one called Word Counter and so on, but there's one of them. There's many of them you can find, randomwordgenerator.com. And so it spit out relinquish, cathedral, morsel, nest, cup. You can play with this and you can try like where your mind is open to playing, because sometimes it feels so serious when it's our own businesses. So let your mind play a little bit. Remember, we play like clay. And so I could do that as a U-shaped story. and I can just make the pieces up just for fun, you know? So I used to think when I first went to Europe that, you know, cathedrals were the most, oh wait, no, I've got to start out with how it is right now. Today, I know that every morsel of life is the most important thing. And I find that, you know, like I just made that up, right? I find that especially through fine foods. I'm making this up. This isn't, you know, probably isn't me. But anyway, I find that through fine foods and wine and fabulous experiences. But it wasn't always this way. I used to think that when years ago when I went to Europe, I thought it was all important to see all the sites, you know, see the cathedrals. I mean, that's what reminded me of it. See the cathedrals, see the searches due to, you know, 20 countries in 10 days. But I realized, nest, how am I going to work that in? I realized that it's like I was a bird without a nest. It was like I was flying from place to place to see what gets our creative mind going, you know? I was flying from place to place and with nowhere to put my cup and saucer, nowhere to put my plate cup. I had to work the word cup in, you know? And so I realized that when you sit down, and one day I sat down and realized it wasn't the cathedral that attracted me. Can you hear the U-shaped story? It wasn't the church. It was actually sitting down like I did. And this part's true. When I was 18 and I went down into the kitchen and talked to Brigitte, who was the cook. And we talked about food and we talked about wine and we talked about her life. And, you know, people share their real stories over meals. And from that day on, I ditched the cathedral. What else do I want to? I relinquished it. I relinquished that whole life of cathedral and church and so on and so forth. And instead, all I want to do is sit down and have a good meal with one person. And it's been life-changing. That's why I teach people how to go on tours, or that's why I teach people about fine wines. Or that's it. Do you see, right? Play with it. Try it out a couple times. I did that just live. I didn't know I was going to do that for you. I just had these words on my page, right? Go away, play with your stories with each other. And you can do that just with a story too. Okay, somebody wants something. So I could do a different one. Like, you know, just as somebody wants something, somebody gets in the way, not the U-shaped story, but just a story. So let's see if I can do that with those same words. Somebody wants something. So I need to decide who's going to want something. Maybe he's a priest and he wants something. He wants to build his own cathedral. But what's in the way, they want to defrock him because they think he was involved in some horrible conspiracy, but he wasn't, you know, so he's actually innocent. So he's trying to prove his innocence. See what I'm doing? So somebody wants something, something's in the way. There's all these people, right? So then I can start telling the story, you know, so Father Joe was sitting down, drawing yet another picture of his cathedral that he thought he was never going to get to build. And he'd already drawn, you know, and here I'm trying to get the details, like Anna Maria added in, you know, he'd already drawn it 15 times over the last 20 nights. But this one, he tore up obstacle, threw it. Here's a mental obstacle, threw it in the garbage because he knew it was never going to be. And he went out for a walk. You're interested in this priest. I just made him up. I'm only using the words on the page, right? Because we already know he wants something. That's why you're interested. He's just made it up. There's something in the way. I mean, it's going to get worse. He went out for a walk and en route, he met Sister Mary, and Sister Mary said, and it's going to be something that makes it worse. And that's why you'll be interested, right? Sister Mary said, Father Joe, you better go into hiding because it's worse than we thought. They really do think that, you know, when that bomb blew up in Paris, whatever, that was you. And they're coming, not only are they going to defrock you, but the police are coming to put you in jail. And I got to tell you, they're out for people's blood now that they brought in capital punishment again. See, I'm making it worse, right? And don't you care about this priest that I just made up on the spot here? It's because it has a shape of story. So go and try out the random word generator. We're not going to do this here because I wanted to spend time with Anna Maria's story, but you can do this. Go to randomwordgenerator.com, pick 5 words, pick 7 words. It will have your mind thinking in different ways, and you can just start to play with story in a place where it doesn't feel so serious, where it doesn't feel so heavy. And you would be surprised by how much of what really matters comes into the story. I did a version of this when I used to teach a workshop called The Healing Word for people living with cancer and those supporting them. And we did it in it was a random word generation, and we used like probably, you know, 20 random words in the story. And one of my, this is, I almost didn't want to tell you this because it's kind of on the dark side, but I want to tell you this because I don't want you to hear the darkness. I'm hoping you'll hear the light and the beauty in this. One of my students, Chris, he didn't have long to live. He had, you know, multiple cancer. He was right near the end of his life, and he kept coming to my class till the very end. And we did this. It was one of the last classes he ever attended before he passed away. And I didn't know it. I went to his funeral. At his funeral, they pulled out this random word story. They didn't know what it was. And they read it at his funeral. Because our stories have roots. Our stories, like Heidi, it's like it's just about a tree, but it's not just about a tree. And as these words were coming up randomly, he wrote a very different story than he'd ever written before. And all of the writings that he'd done and all that, you know, he was a filmmaker too. I mean, there were many things that could display what his life was about. They took this story that was from a random word generator. And people were in tears because it was all about him in such a profound way. So it's more powerful than I have words to say. I've done this with many people over many years. Have fun with it. Don't think about what can come out of it. Just play. But I'm telling you, it's really powerful as a baby tree, because our words and our stories have roots. Okay. All right. Random word generator. Oh yeah. So I put something in the chat, and just another way to think about plot. I'm just giving you some little bits and pieces to see, and listen to me saying a theme. You won't be able to hear this unless I tell you why you're listening and which is a theme. I'm giving you some bits and pieces. Fit in with what we've already done, give you another inroad there so you'll get even at a deeper level how story works, like it did with Anna Maria, right? So I'm pulling in all the things and making it relate to this theme so you can hear me. Can you hear, like, teaching is the same too, right? So let me just put it in the chat. It just came to me. I've never done it like this before. Am I actually going to be able to get this into the chat? How come it's not letting me do that? Oh my goodness, hang on. It's sliding off the end of my page and it won't let me. What? Come on. Let me just see. For some reason, okay, I'm just going to tell it to you because it won't go into the chat for me for some reason. It won't let me enter unless maybe I can get down to the bottom. Oh, yes, I did it. Yay. Okay. I'm like a little kid, you know? It's the little things that impress me. All right. So another way to remember how plot works in a story that lands. And I just, because we can all remember who, what, why, when, where, you know, and so what, right? So here's another way to think of it, just a fun little way to think of it. Who, when and why, what, how, when and what and where, what and why, and then so what at the end, all right? So it says the same thing about plot that we've said before, but that's a one way that you can think about it. Like, for instance, when you're doing that random word generator, well, who's the protagonist? Oh, it's that person. Well, what and why? What do they want and why do they want that? He wants to build a cathedral. Oh, I forgot to say that part. Why does he want it? That will deepen my story, right? What? What's in the way? What's the obstacle? Oh, they want to defrock him because of whatever, right? How? How does it get worse? Oh, that's what I just did in my little, you know, pre-story, right? Where, when and what and where? When does the crisis come? Oh, the crisis comes when she says, now you got to go into hiding, and then whatever happens, and we hadn't got to that part of the story yet, right? So it'll help you keep track of the story. So when does the crisis come and what must they choose between? We talked about that last time with, you know, irreconcilable goods, right? And where are they when it happens? I added that where piece because it's tangible. It's like Anna Maria talking about, like, well, which competition was it? Oh, that one, you were representing Ecuador, you know, and we can see her there, right? So it just adds tangibility, right? And then what and why? What is the result and why does it matter? And then I added the question, so what? Just keep asking, so what? So that you can keep focused on why things happen and why it matters, right? And we did that with Anna Maria's U-shaped stories. Like, well, why does this matter to, and it seems so obvious. Well, of course you want to take care of your horse because you want to take care of your horse. But maybe you want to take care of your horse. I mean, oh my goodness, this horrible thing came into my mind. But now I'm going to, my editor says, don't say it, but I'm going to say it. Sorry about this, Anna Maria, those who love animals. But some people it might be because, like, I'm thinking some sci-fi world, you know, where they're going to, like, take the best bred horses and eat them or something and become superheroes. I don't know, right? So you don't want to take care of your horses. It's not obvious why you want to take care of your horses. This horrible example came into my mind, but now you'll remember it. there's multiple reasons you want to take care of your horses, right? Maybe you want to take care of it because you want it to look the best because you're going to give a pony to your cousin. You know, I don't know. So why does it matter that they take care of their horse? And that's the piece that Anna Maria needed. Oh, not only that you can win competitions because I need to be settled in on that, but you're going to feel so much better, sleep at night or whatever it is, whichever piece she wants. She's got to, you got to know that, you know, so what, why does it matter? And go for the obvious, go for the obvious, right? All right. So that's the plot and the what, where, why, when, how thing that I thought you would, I only just saw it this morning. So I'm sharing it with you hot off the press. It's another way to think about it. And then the last thing that I want to do is, and some of you are writing that down, but you can save the chat as well. So remember, you can save the chat. So you just hit those three little dots at the bottom if you're not techie like I'm not. and there's, then you hit the three dots and then just say save chat. All right. I asked you to bring where else do you want to use story in your company and why? So I want to spend this last part of our time together here with that. Did you do get a chance to think about that? And then just like we did with a deep dive with the U-shaped story with Anna Maria, I originally was going to give you some time to work on your U-shaped stories too, but you can go carve that time out and go do that, right? I wanted to give you a really solid example of how it works and then how to work it. but I want to spend some time with, well, where do you want to use a story? And just do it in a kind of brainstorming fashion, how you would start to construct that story. So has anybody got a place where you want to use a story? And we can start to see some of its other applications. Yeah, Heidi, thank you.
I was thinking about turning it into an ebook.
Okay, what's the it?
The story. So, or a piece of the story or guidance from the story.
Got it. Okay, so let me just give some quick advice about ebooks. A really great thing to put into an ebook is your signature talk. And in a way, that's what Anatomy of an Empowering Story is. People don't experience it that way. They come to the talk, which is stories that sell. And then I say, come get Anatomy of an Empowering Story too. And there's different details brought out. There's different things that are different illustrations and so on. So it's experienced by readers and listeners in a very different way. But from the 8,000 foot view, from where I stand, Anatomy of an Empowering Story has the same essential content as my talk. Stories are everywhere. Keep it simple. They're empowering and disempowering stories, and you can choose. So if you want to create an ebook, that would be a great thing to do. And then that sends you back to creating your talk. And we have a half day training on that, right? With a lot of support for you to do that. And then once you've got that, you can turn that into an ebook, no problem. And that becomes another, you know, entry road in. And at the end of your talk, you can give them that ebook too. That's the structure of my company. That's what I do, right? So that's more powerful than I can say, because people spend a ton of time writing books. And your business book, well, that's a perfect thing to put in your book. That is a great, great thing to do. There's all kinds of other books you can write, but that's a fabulous thing to do. So go do the talk. And then the same thing, there's different iterations of it. And the more you go out and do it, you play with that like clay as well. The better you'll get at it, the more you'll know what it is that people need to hear. All right. And and always I'd be thinking, you know, what's a way that people can get introduced to the work? Is it a free, ebook so that, and something that's easily consumable so that they can, so it starts a relationship, starts a conversation with that person. Does that help, Heidi? Yeah. That one thing could save people an entire year sometimes, you know, like that one, if you only heard that of this whole 3 day, of the whole three half day retreats. Yeah, Marnie has written a lot. It's like, oh, no, I could save years, I could save years in terms of building the business. All right, where else would you like to use story? Just want to do a little bit of like popcorn questions here, or the things that you brought, that was your home play. If you didn't get to it, maybe you can think of it right now, because I just start showing the other applications of this, right? Yeah, Marnie.
So for my LinkedIn profile.
Yeah. So, you know, I just learned something. I am not a social media expert by any means, but it's all story. And the people that I know whose field it is, it's really fun. Like, this isn't LinkedIn, but this is Facebook. And his whole business, and he's got a really huge business, his whole business is around, you know, Facebook. And then what he teaches people is, yeah, forget all these, you know, ads and stuff, have a real conversation with a real person and connect with a real person, like, say, through, you know, chatting with a person on Facebook. And, you know, so it's like, in the end, it always comes back to story, right? And then, so remembering that it always comes back to story, and there can be elements of your U-shaped story that you may be using there. And then instead of, because I don't pretend to be a LinkedIn expert, but we're going to be doing some more work on LinkedIn in the next few months. So I'll learn more about that. I'll be able to answer more of that in the next few months. But every kind of social media, like whether it's LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook, has its own rules of the game. So, you know, in Facebook, a post should only be like a certain length because that's how much people have the ears to hear. I don't remember what that number was. I was taught it, but I don't remember, right? But and the same with LinkedIn. There's certain rules of the game of what a profile should be. But I heard a really cool, very cool tip about LinkedIn, and probably this is where my company will go in the next little while. Sometimes we think of that LinkedIn profile as like it only has one theme. And a teacher who wasn't teaching about story, but who really got this really profoundly, and who was teaching about LinkedIn just about a month ago, and something that I was listening to. Many of us have a LinkedIn profile and it's aimed at attracting clients. But he's like, that's not the best of what a LinkedIn profile should do. What if you attracted partners who can then send you tons of clients? So, and then this connects with everything we've done. Because only one theme. You'll go, well, why don't I talk to everybody? I'm going to attract partners and I'm going to attract my clients. They are needing different things. They want different things. It's a completely different audience. Remember that stuff about audience and purpose? So again, I'm not an expert in LinkedIn, but when I heard that, I went, aha, I've got to talk to my team about that. And that's probably where you're going to see our company going in the next 6 months. And it's so, like, you guys know what is not going to work in a LinkedIn profile. And that's like, I do this and I do that. And here's to attract the clients and here's to attract the partners. You have to choose the theme. And, but I think that's so strategic about attracting partners because let's say you want to teach photographers something. And so your profile could be attracting photographers, but maybe there are conventions of photographers where they all gather and you could be invited to give a keynote speech at the photographer's convention. Your LinkedIn profile could say, hey, photographer, come work with me. Or your LinkedIn profile could say, hey, in this, you know, I'm a keynote speaker and my topic is, and I do this and why this photographer, organizer, event planner would be interested in connecting with you. And all of a sudden you're connected with 350 photographers instead of one. Helpful as a start? Yeah, like the application of story is so huge. It's the same thing in every case, right? Same thing is like make one point, you know? And there's only one theme. And with Heidi's, it's like, what is it that those people most want to know? Well, hopefully that's, you know, and what's their obstacle and so on. Hopefully that's all in your talk. So why not make that into an ebook, right? These are things that can save months and sometimes years for your company. And just this, and that's why I'm really excited about Story Freedom too. We got 3 days. We're taking a little bit to talk about the stories are everywhere part and its applications here. But we got 3 days at Story Freedom and we start tomorrow. I can't wait. So other questions or places that you have brought to the table in that home play, either something you brought before or something that's coming up for you now, another place where you want to apply story or just another business problem, because every business problem is a story problem. Yeah, Deborah.
My blog.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, there's a clear story problem, right? And so the way to think about a blog is, well, there's so many ways to think about a blog. Oh, my goodness. Okay. But a great entry road is thinking about, I'm gonna answer this. The quick answer is to go over similarly to what I answered to Heidi. As you construct your talk, you have to think about a lot of things. Like, what's the person's top of mind problem? When I ask those enrolling questions, what is it that I'm even asking about that addresses their pain? I'm gonna put some version of my U-shaped story in there as well, and so on. And then here's the things that they most need to know in order to enter into my world. There's like a single domino in a talk. And again, beyond the scope of what I can say in detail here, but there's one change in viewing the world that when they view that world in that different way, everything follows. And now they're in your world. And it's like, right, I get that. For me, that's stories are everywhere. When people really, really get that, you can't even envision what your company is about unless you understand about story, for example. So for you, as you go to the elements of your talk and you're working it and you're going, well, what are those top of mind problems, right? Then that's what you're going to want to address. And then the keeping it simple part and having only one theme, a blog that doesn't work is trying to say too many things. So the very same kind of thing that we are doing with Anna Maria's U-shaped story, it may not be a U-shaped story. It may be a different, you know, piece of writing, but it's going to have a lot of those same elements that we talked to Anna Maria about. Only one thing. And then there's much more that I could say about blogs too. It can be like, if you're launching something in particular, right? So maybe you have, just for an example, you know, you have three courses you do in a year, and this is your course that takes up that problem of your three problems in your talk or something like that. Then you can break that down into deeper and deeper layers of what that is and take, you know, five of its component parts and be talking about that. In the blog, right? And then also you can be attentive to what's the overarching theme. It's like sometimes people have a story, they tell a story in a talk, but the story isn't connected at all with their talk and they don't even realize it. People come to them and it's for all the wrong reasons, right? So the same thing, this particular blog is connected with an overarching story that you are telling the world, that you're sharing with the world. And we started understanding more of what Anna Maria's story was in that. So as you dive into it, it's why we do these component parts of the talk and then the U-shaped story, because as she dove into her U-shaped story, she started understanding the power of her own work, I hope, even more deeply, you know, or in a different way or the next level, because now she knows, oh, I've got to mention about how I represented Ecuador. That's important somehow. I mean, that's a profound revelation for her, right? So she's starting to see the components of her work more. And then that translates easily into blogs. And there's other ways you can do it. You can do it thematically, like what, you know, because what's the top of mind problem? It's coming up to Christmas. So is a Christmas thing, but people think now I'm just gonna write about Christmas and they write some vague thing about Christmas. That's not it. It's actually about whatever is the thing. And then it's gonna be connected to Christmas because Christmas is on people's minds. So let's see, because we've been working with Anna Maria's work, let's see if I can do this quickly. Let's say we're coming up to Christmas. We're coming up to Mother's Day. So let's do that. So coming up to Mother's Day, this is just really off the top of my head, but something like, if I want to connect with Mother's Day, I might say, you know, often as we come up to Mother's Day, we celebrate our biological mothers, but we forget that, you know, mothering is something that happens. I mean, this again, off the top of my head, but mothering is something that happens in so many ways in our lives, and it's so important. These qualities that we ascribe to mothers, like nurturing, like taking care of, historically, we think of that as why we, you know, want to spend time with our moms and take care of them at that time. Sometimes we forget that in our lives, like for instance, with our horses. Like, can you see that I just took Mother's Day and connected it to one theme? What if we were more mothering with our horses? What if we actually let them mother us? If we brought mothering into our relationship with horse, that could change everything. So they're taking something topical, but I connected to my theme. That should give you, does that give you a couple of ideas? Yeah. And does a signature story, does your signature talk, I think you probably are asking, only have one theme? Yeah, how do I say this? In my talk, Stories That Sell, people are coming to hear how do you use the power of story in order to sell stuff? So I'd better deliver that. That's what they're looking for. It has one that, and it's right in the title. Stories to sell, three keys to gain confidence, inspire action, and sell more with powerful stories. However, I know that in order to have stories that sell, they have to change how they think about the world. Let me just plug in this little story and now I've got it, right? If they keep thinking like that, they are not going to understand how stories create sales. So therefore, I have them enter into a very different world in order to get stories that sell. But my talk better deliver stories that sell. That's what it's about. That's what it's around. And that's what it delivers. And if it doesn't deliver that, anything that doesn't do that, they're going to experience as something over here. So yes. And even it's parallel to, like, if you're writing an essay, it's not this exactly the same thing, but similar to it. Like an essay, if you're writing an essay, an article, a blog, like it has sometimes, you know, we call it a thesis statement. It's like one point that I'm making. So different kinds of writing have this same idea. When I write a paragraph, it better say just one thing, all right? So what we're learning about stories and the shape of story applies in multiple different places. Did that address the question about the blog first? And then I saw this over here, gave you a place to start, and then Heidi, and how it applies, right? And Heidi, about the talk. All right. I hope that you're hearing that there's so many more applications than we can talk about in 20 minutes, but I wanted to open it up from creating our personal story and how we have so many stories and how we use them and actually make the most of them and change how we even see ourselves in the process and actually find a story that people can actually hear for that right audience. And did we get there? I mean, I sure hope we got there. Did you hear what we did together as have done, brought amazing work to the plate. This is fantastic work. And there's so many more applications of story. I cannot fit it into 3 half days. It's impossible, right? So happy about Story Freedom coming up. If you've already been to Story Freedom before too, like, you know, you're going to find that there's going to be themes, blocks. You may have heard something like, for instance, transmutation before. I'm just going to say something about what we're doing at Story Freedom. You might've heard that before, but I have a whole different understanding of what that even is. So you might think you've heard that word before, but I understand it differently. I was explaining it to my team just yesterday. So you might hear some themes that you've heard before at Story Freedom, but we're wholly up-leveling what it is to understand story, what it is to understand the client journey, even what it is, because a client journey is a story, all kinds of applications of story. And I can't wait to be at Story Freedom. And there's things that are going to be in there that I don't even know yet, because right before in the days and in the week before Story Freedom, it's like a birthing happens, you know? So thanks, Dawn. So great to see you here. So I can't wait to see you tomorrow for a pre-call. It will help you get the most out of Story Freedom, really, truly. And I can't wait to see you at Story Freedom as well. And you can bring your questions there. You can bring your ahas, you know, and you have as a jumping off place for Story Freedom, this Stories That Sell Now. And I got to tell you, that's never happened before because, you know, Anna Maria, you were here for Story Freedom or for Stories That Sell Now last year. But as far as I'm concerned, like, we did good work then, but you guys have just blown it out of the water this year. So we have never been to Story Freedom with this Stories That Sell Now behind us collectively. So it's, we're going to, not to mention everything else, right? So it's going to be at a whole other level. I can't wait to see you there. I'm so glad that the journey continues. You know, this is what we've accomplished in 3 half days, and it's a ton. And now we've got 3 full days to dive in, built on top of this. I can't wait. So we're going to end because we're coming to our last few minutes together here for Stories That Sell Now. I hope and trust that even if there's one piece from Stories That Sell Now that you take and run with and implement, it has the power to change your life, to change your company, to change your world. I don't say those things if I don't mean them. I really, really mean that. I mean, Heidi in a tree, you know, Anna Maria and her U-shaped story and leaving out the piece about, oh, right, I represented Ecuador. Like, that's not going to happen anymore, right? It's because, like, so humble and so, well, of course, you know, beautiful, so beautiful. Beautiful participation, beautiful questions, beautiful ahas. You've done such an outstanding job. Thank you so much. So we're going to end with one aha and one inspired action to bring us home. I know that the ahas that we'll share here and the inspired actions will not cover all of what we've done together, but it'll be like a little sampling of, oh, here's a piece. Oh, here's another piece that will remind us of some of the places that we've been and some of the new tools, and tools is not a big enough word. Some of the new things that you have learned and have been applying on the court here in order to rock the world, because the work you do rocks the world. And when they can hear you, everything changes, right? So Diane, you were up first. One aha, one tangible, concrete, checkoffable action. So something of this goes into your very real world.
Oh, so many ahas. Probably still the biggest one that sticks with me is when we're writing the U-shaped story is the nuances and the positioning of the different components in the story to make it as powerful as we can.
Still thank you for hearing that. Thank you for hearing that and for reinforcing, and for thank you to Anna Maria for sharing your beautiful U-shaped story. And thank you for reinforcing. That was my decision. I'm like, oh my goodness, we've got to go there. So I'm so, so glad you heard that. Thank you. And then you're inspired to action.
Well, I had created a U-shaped story, but it was not business related. So now I will work on a business related one.
Fantastic. Thank you, Diane. Beautiful. Yes. So powerful for your company. Thank you. Heidi.
The idea that one change in viewing the world, that story is about one change in viewing the world. And when you get that change, everything changes. Mm-hmm. And that was, I just felt the energy come from the earth through me when I heard that.
So good. Thank you. Yes. And what's your inspired action?
I will redo my signature talk.
A whole bunch more can go into it now, right? And it's a process. It's like, hey, and I don't wait till it's perfect, that product, right? I just go out there, give it, I talk to real people, and then I craft it further. And then, yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Deborah.
My aha is say only one thing that is a huge issue for me that I really need to hear.
And you did just now. Actually, you just said one thing and we all heard you. Fantastic. Yes.
Aspire action is top of line problems, like just really getting clear on that. Because again, I can think of a lot and I just need to get clear on that.
Yes, really good. And we saw that perfect example with Anna Maria. What are they actually thinking about? And then that's going to shift the U-shaped story to you. That shifts how we present ourselves. You know, what are they actually thinking about? And it's an act of deep service to that person too. It's like, I'm listening to you. This is what matters to you. And I will meet you there. It's a profound act of human connection. Beautiful. Marnie.
Let go of your darlings.
Oh, thank you. That's a tough one for writers, right? But sometimes it's like, oh, it's beautiful, but I can put it over here into something else. It'll go somewhere else. It goes over here. Yeah, that's thank you for hearing that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I can see, you know, when I've done previous versions, I got lots of darlings, you know. So
this is
that
gonna
one
be so huge for people actually hearing you, Marnie. This is like if you only heard that piece, life-changing. Thank you for hearing it. Yeah.
Yeah. So as we've been doing this, I've been making some notes and think I have some clarity that I was struggling to find. And so now I'm going to take that and work that to make sure I have a clear statement of the brand and the purpose and the transformation, and then get that signature talk written.
Fantastic. Yes, that's a whole bunch of checkoffable actions, right? Mm-hmm. But interconnected and stemming right from the work that we're doing. And you can see how all these are related. Like what different kind of brand will you create when you understand your U-shaped story, for instance? Like, everything shifts. What's the mission of the company? All that shifts. Thank you. Yes. Anna Maria.
My hat is that there are so many more empowering layers inside of me. And my action is to revise my U-shaped story.
Fantastic. Perfect. And that's where you're headed. And it looks like you're ready to do that. That's fantastic. That means that that's successful in how we talked about it and how we dove into it, and that you have that both, you know, its own beauty of what you've done, and you know that there's that next level, right? Fantastic. Really great work. You guys, I love you to bits. This has been fantastic work and play. You've done truly an outstanding job here at Stories That Sell Now. So thank you for bringing all of yourself here. Thank you for playing full out. Thank you for hearing at this level, because we get to go to this level when you're like hearing at this level up here, right? So bless you for that. Have a fantastic rest of your day. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 12:30 so you can get the most out of Story Freedom. And please block out all those 3 days for Story Freedom. Whatever's in the way, let it go. One thing, that's a life thing too, right? It's just like one theme, one thing. We get so much more out of it. We can hear it when there's just one thing in that Story Freedom next week. So have a great, great day, everybody. Thank you again. Thank you. I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow and next week. Bye-bye for now.
I know.